Talk number 1-300-872-9-1-1. Oh, this is Neville Fry on the line. Neville, you will remember, and this is going back a while now, there were issues for the water skiers up there on Lake Tinaroo, and he took to the talk show and to television on 7 and said, we've got to get something done. Actually, it was very effective, the whole program he started. He was able to talk to local representatives, state representatives, etc., and the people in charge of the issue up there, and they made some very important breakthroughs for the water skiers. Well, he's back on the line today. I'm not quite sure what the problem is. Hello, Neville.
Good morning, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Have you got issues up on Tinaroo again, have you?
Yeah, John, as you pointed out, yeah, we made inroads with the government and the powers that be about 2-3 years ago, and we thought we had a something very good and positive was going to happen, but the Sunwater, who's got control of the dam up there, sort of messed things up a little bit, and everything came to a standstill, so nothing. We didn't achieve anything in the end, and the situation at the moment is the dam last week was getting fairly low, and unfortunately the harbour master closed most of the dam off, and he closed it at about 300 mil too early, and subsequently businesses up there would have lost a little bit of trade, but most of the skiers understood that, you know, they knew where the trees are. Well, we don't exactly know where the trees are, but everybody had a good Christmas and New Year in the end, but it could have been, you know, quite disastrous once they start closing Tinaroo Dam. But the situation is, 2-3 years ago, we had, you probably remember, we had a large number of people that were willing to go and fix the problem in cutting the trees when it was extremely low.
Yeah.
And you know, the Harbour Master's office was on side. Sunwater in Brisbane were on side, but unfortunately the boys in Mareeba at Sunwater thought they knew better, and proceed to do some trials, which they didn't need to do, cause some issues, and subsequently out of that, Sunwater has come out and said nobody will ever cut another tree on Tinaroo Dam, and so, you know, when it gets low, the dam will get closed and businesses will lose trade. But so I've picked up the mantle again and running with it, and even if the dam fills up in the next 6 months, I'm still going to keep going and get something in concrete, so when it does get low again, we can make the dam safe at you know, for a longer period of time.
Those old trees, dead trees, they're a dreadful eyesore, and obviously they're dangerous too for boaties and skiers and whatever. What? Why do these people want them preserved, for God's sake?
Well, it's not preserved. I had a meeting with Desley Boyle many, many years ago when she was Minister for the Environment, and her closing statement as I left her office said to me, Neville, why are there still trees in Tinaroo Dam? Because you won't let us cut them. You know, and they, you know, in the backwaters, John, they make the dam very surreal, and you know, they're very unique. But in the open areas where people are skiing and they die, when they die, when they rot, they break off, they become a hazard in the open water where there's not normally a hazard. So they, you know, we need to more or less, well, term a phrase, you know, we need to cull them when they get to a situation where they are starting to rot to make it safe.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of meetings coming up this month to discuss the situation, as well as the dam is silting up very, very badly, and, you know, they keep talking about raising the level of the dam. Well, you don't have to raise the level of the dam. You've got to take the dirt out. So, yeah, we have a number of issues. I'm going to start moving on again. We were taking dirt out of there about 20 years ago, but the powers that be stopped them again for some stupid reasons. But, yeah, nice. Unfortunately, people don't, you know, well, can't see the forest for the trees, unfortunately, but... last week, as I said, the harbour master, unfortunately, whose hands are tied a little bit, decided to close most of the dam off. But luckily, the water has now come up and it's now at a reasonably safe level.
Well, that was my next question. Did they get a lot of water into the dam yesterday and the day before or whatever?
Yeah. It's coming up, you know. It's probably come up 500 mil since when they closed it, I'd say. I haven't had a look over the last, since yesterday. Mm. So, yeah, no, they've, and there's raining up there today. And as I said, John, that's fine. That's the people in Brisbane, they just sit back and go, it'll rain. what say if it doesn't rain and the farmers have no water, and because they were carrying on last time it was low that they were going to divert the water out of the Johnson River, and now that's all gone by the wayside. They're not going to build the Malinga Dam now, and you know, they just think that, oh, it rains. So that's what I wanted to get on today and just say that, you know, I'm back on the bandwagon, and going to see if we can get a little bit of back to where I was 3 years ago, and had an agreeance with Sunwater, but then they went and did things that sort of messed things up a bit, which goes, you know, I can't go into it on air because there's so many issues. So
just from memory, Shane Canute was helpful in that battle, wasn't he?
He did the best he could. Brad Tassel, who's his right-arm man in Brisbane, is very, very good. We had some good conversations, and he could see that we were getting somewhere. And as I said, until the people in Mareeba, in the office in Sunwater, messed things up, that's to say the least. But I've been back onto Brad again, and they're on holidays, the lucky sods. And I'm like, Shane's off camping in the bush apparently, but it could be anywhere. But yeah, no. So yeah, I've asked for some meetings with have a meeting with Shane, and but yeah, we'll do something, and they all get back to work, and we'll keep pushing on. And as excellent. I said, I hope the dam fills up, but we've got to be ready next time it does get low.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Neville, stay in touch.
Your guns loaded.
Stay in touch. There's a lot of people use Tinaroo. They'd be listening to you now and have some concerns, so stay in touch. Give us an update whenever you can.
Yep. Yeah, it's not only the water scares, John, it's also the fishermen, because when they close at the 6 knots, you go up there fishing, you can't go any faster than 6 knots. And so it's not just the water skiers. And I haven't skied in the dam for over 12 months, John. It's not as if I'm up there all the time, but it's something, it's a passion of mine.
Excellent. Good on you, Nev.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, John. Thanks.
It's Neville Fry. He's the voice of people, well, water sport generally up there on Tinaroo Dam.